"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock. You missed something, huh?
What?
For shame. You can hear the whole show again on John and Ken on Demand, which is a podcast on the iHeart app.
And this is a special hour. It's Friday, so the Moist Line people show up at 3:20. And again, near the end of the show, around 3:50. And after the news at 3:30, we got somebody to throw into the dumpster who may or may not have some connection to the story we're about to do. Here is what I have as the latest when it comes to the Canadian wildfires. There are currently 426 active fires in Canada. 232 are labeled out of control. Just 112 are marked as under control, and then there are 82 sort of in between. They're not moving, but they're still not under control. This, of course, has made for pretty nasty air in Canada and many parts of the United States, including the Northeast, the Midwest, and now I understand the South will get some of this. The air quality is improving, though, in the U.S. Over the last couple of days, since it was really horrible. I think that was Wednesday. The debate, of course, has come up again, as we've heard here many years in California. What's causing this? Climate change. Or is it something to do with the way we deal with the forests? We're going to bring back to the show our expert on the topic. Char Miller is a director of Environmental Analysis, a W.M. Keck Professor of Environmental Analysis and History at Pomona College.
Char, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back on the show.
It's really good to have you.
And at least this time it's not our fires.
I was thinking about that as you were listing, and I was going, we know all about that.
Yeah, I don't know how much you know about Canadian wildfires, but this seems to be highly unusual, but mostly it's lightning that caused these fires.
Yeah, lightning caused many of these. And when you read out the data and then start to think about the longer term thing, fires have been popping up in the boreal forest, which is the northern part of Canada. In fact, it covers something like 60% of the landmass, which just boggles my mind. They've had 2,400 fires already this year. So we're looking at not just a lot of lightning, we're looking at so much burning so much smoke blowing down, as you nicely put it, you know, down through the Great Lakes into the south to places like D.C. and New York and elsewhere. It for those of us who live here, this is no surprise. We go through this every summer, or virtually every summer, but it is for everybody else, and I think it's dramatic and also worrisome.
Well, because it hasn't really, I don't remember a story like this in all the years I've been in radio, Canadian wildfires and all those ugly. So this is the thing, Char. Now people are looking for answers. Why is this happening now? And they're looking at climate change. It's got to be the reason the planet's getting warmer. It's causing destructive fires. Now even Canada's burning.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not entirely wrong. One of the things that's really interesting, and because you guys called up, I started reading up on boreal forests and thinking about these issues. And what we've been experiencing in California and Washington and every place else in the U.S. West is not just a warming trend that has gone on for some years, but as a result, their wildfire season, which used to run maybe 100 days a year, is now really extended. I mean, they were burning all the way before May. And so some of this is, in fact, a reaction to a changing climate. Some of it is that boreal forests burn. I mean, this is just one of the things they do. And many of the species are fire adapted, just like ours are. But the convergence of these things this summer is just, and last summer there were humongous fires there as well. It's kind of impressive. And so as much as we might say it's climate change, there are also, you know, the big forest fires. One thing I just read, actually, is that although these fires are big, it used to burn a lot more.
Well, I also read that they had a nasty set of wildfires in 2017, and the talk then was to do more prescribed burns and do more forest management, and some say that Canada didn't really step up on that.
Yeah, nobody has. And the reason in Canada, as it is in the United States, it's damn expensive. And so if you have to go to Congress or Parliament to crowbar money out, politicians have a very short memory. Partly because their terms are short. And so, you know, in both cases, until recently in the U.S., we didn't have the cash to do this kind of work. But the state has stepped up, as has the feds. And so we're getting a lot more prescribed burns and sort of close to city management stuff that needed to happen.
Gavin Newsom finally conceded a couple of years ago that they did a lousy job managing the forests, and that added to these fires. I guess everyone's wondering, I don't know if it's possible, if you created a pie chart, how much of the pie is, all right, you have a big forest, it's going to burn. That's normal. Yeah. How much of is it the climate change? How much of it is we're just terrible at managing the forest compared to the natives?
I don't know how you put a number to the latter one, but I would say climate change is one of those three drivers. I think some of it is mismanagement of forest, absolutely, and maybe that's 20% or so. Climate change, I would give a bigger share to, and yet I also think, and it goes to your first point, Canada does not have a vast population, but they're living in and around the boreal forest now in ways that they didn't. California, when it used to burn long time ago, there was nothing like the 30 million people who lived here. So part of the answer is, and I don't think it's a huge part, but it is one that I think we're seeing in terms of the sort of onslaught of media about New York and other places, is that we're just not used to this size fires affecting this many people.
Well, if there was a weird weather pattern, right, that funneled the smoke from the north to the south, that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
I can't remember it happening in my lifetime. And, you know, I grew up there in the Northeast. So did Ken. I don't remember
a day.
I don't remember a day like that happening. So how much of it is just, you know, once every 100 years, a weird anomaly happens. You have a big fire season and you have the strange high pressure, low pressure arrangement that funneled the winds, and everybody starts panicking like it's end of days. And it's just one of those things. You live long enough, you see everything once.
Until, Yeah, it's one of those things until you have to breathe it. I mean, I felt like in 2020 and 21 out here, it was astronomical what was happening. I mean, the photographs I took, and I suspect absolutely everybody in California took, just blew my mind of the skies and the like. And so let's say, okay, this is really unusual. But as the years go by and every unusual fire season starts to look like every other unusual fire season, I think we've got a major problem that has a lot more to do with not just aberrant weather, although you're absolutely right. When you got a low pressure system that just hangs over the Great Lakes and then funnels the smoke south because of it, or when we get high pressure over the Four Corners that pops up fires like crazy, because that's just what happens in the summertime. You know, part of it is a pattern. The other part of the pattern is that we haven't seen this pattern before.
What about history here? Because you mentioned, I mean, indigenous peoples, California, mm-hmm. and I'm sure in Canada, they dealt with this because, well, there's a lot less people around, but wildfires were still destructive. And they did this with a lot of forest clearing, take out the dead timber, do the prescribed burns. It seems to be a political battle. I mean, you mentioned the money. The money's a factor, but there's also environmentalists who are just opposed to this stuff.
Yeah, and this is where I think looking, and again, California is its own example, but I think it's a useful one. I mean, the indigenous people of California before the Spanish arrived burned upwards somewhere, depending on the ecosystems, between 4% and 12% of the state's landmass annually.
Wow.
That just blows my mind. Yeah, and I amazing. Read this in a scientific journal, so I'm sure it's true. but you know, there's a lot of confirming data. So, but they didn't have 30 million people, and we do. And that's why we both fight fires on the one hand, but that's been, and this goes to your point, that's largely been the response as opposed to proactive, get on the ground earlier, treat stuff as best you can, and use fire to fight fire. Canada's has, you know, been slow to do it as we are.
Well, if they're going to allow people to live in fire-prone areas,
that's the thing,
then it
right.
seems like you should. You
California
should
do, has a housing crisis, so people want to build wherever they can, whenever they can. Right?
But because if nobody's living over vast areas, then I guess it really doesn't matter. You could just let the fires burn, and you don't have to waste the energy and the money and all that. But if people are going to be allowed to live there, then you got to have you got to do the work to keep the forest tended to.
And I mean, it is a bad policy, as we well know in California, about sort of green lighting housing up in every foothill possible. And you go, Jesus, what are we doing?
You know what I found funny, though, is I didn't know that the fires were burning in Canada to that at all. And for so long, until the smoke funneled into New York. I don't think it was covered at all in the U.S. media.
No, almost not at all. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We only pay attention to the disaster that affects us, even though it's affecting them a hell of a lot more. And that's also part of it, right? That we're so focused on what matters to us. I mean, we're not really good citizens of the world. And yet, what I hope happens is that my family in the East recognizes that they're now all part of that same set of issues that have been affecting us, you know, since I moved back here in 2007. And you know, I think that is also a way to galvanize political support for the kinds of interventions, fire treatment and the like, that is desperately needed, not just here, but also in the New England from which we all came, the Northeast from which we all came.
All right, Shar, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming on again.
Thanks so much, Don and Ken. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, Shar Miller, Director of Environmental Analysis, W.M. Keck Professor of Environmental Analysis and History at Pomona College. When we return, you will hear the Moist Line people. They'll be unleashed. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on till 4 after 4 o'clock podcast, John and Ken on demand on the app.
Yeah, we're going to do the Moist Line calls in a moment. Just a quick note. Trump is calling it the boxes hoax. That's what he called it, the boxes hoax.
It's catchy.
About the classified documents, I know. I wanted to mention this earlier, but I thought, maybe this is on purpose. The Department of Justice, you know, obviously Biden is appointing big people there, the Attorney General. Maybe they're doing this because they think this will solidify support on the Republican side for Trump. So he is the nominee and they think they can beat him.
There is that. 24. There is that. You know what? He just, he really did this stuff. I don't know how you can't go for an indictment, right, if you're a prosecutor. If you find out somebody has nuclear secrets sitting around next to their toilet and then trying to get their aides and lawyers to cover it up.
What about the stuff in Biden's garage?
Then prosecute him, too.
Next to his Corvette.
The thing is, the fact that Biden did it and Pence did it and Hillary did it doesn't mean Trump didn't do it.
Yeah, that's like when you're speeding on the freeway. Why didn't you pull that guy over too? Right?
It's like, yeah, right, buddy. You still wait 82 miles an hour. So the charges have been filed. He did do it. He's going to have to hope for jury nullification. I don't see any other way around it. He's got to hope he gets enough of his supporters on the jury to hang it.
All right, we're going to have Hack in a Dumpster coming up after the news at 3:30. But right now, we have a visit from our Moistline callers. They leave messages either through the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Why is a person in the diversion program allowed to have weapons on them? Whether it was hers or his, why aren't they letting us know where that came from?
No, the California $5 billion public transportation bailout is a total joke. The real reason why people don't want to take public transit is because it's unsafe. Who wants to get on something where their life is in jeopardy?
Hey, the world sucks. Give me a hamburger, okay?
Hey, I'm a goat.
Is that you?
I don't want to be in a union. Nah.
Yo. Hi, this is John Cobalt, and because I've been breaking a traffic law for 30 years, I should never get a ticket when a cop sees me do it.
Right.
With the increasing number of missteps and spills Joe Biden is taking, it seems the presidential fleet should be expanded from Air Force One and Marine One to include Walker One.
Sanctioned kidnapping.
That pompous governor, Newsom, criticizes what he's called little man, DeSantis. DeSantis went to Yale undergrad, Harvard Law, served in the Navy, lots of awards from the Navy and the Marine Corps. And just who did Gavin Newsom serve? What military experience or law experience does he have? Ugh, he's just destroyed California.
You know, John, every once in a while, you slip up and you show us all that even though publicly you stand against anarchy, deep in your heart, you're secretly hoping for it, just for the entertainment value.
How can illegal aliens fly on planes in the United States without proper identification?
Hey, if there's too many rabbits there at the Bunny Cafe, maybe, John, you could post some rabbit recipes, and we could have a barbecue out there for the protesters.
Of course, there are people that come and they carefully relocate these bees to other places where they can flourish and create honey. It's common.
The gophers will destroy your yard. They'll make so many tunnels, your yard can actually cave in. So they're more than just ruining the landscape, and they do need to be dealt with. Hate to tell you.
At the Air Force Academy, Joe Biden attempted one of the most dangerous maneuvers in military aviation, a successful crash landing.
So these people that want congestion pricing, did they ever think that when they allowed illegal aliens to get driver's licenses that there might be an uptick in the traffic since there are so many in Southern California?
Oh, yeah.
It's so idiotic that they're going to start charging people to use the freeways. That means the streets are even going to be more crowded. That means that all these rich billionaires that have all these houses around those areas, they're also going to have their house is flooded with traffic. Remember when they got all mad because of GPS and everything to their house? Same problem.
It's absolutely amazing how the sanctuary governors want to go after DeSantis and Abbott and all them, but they don't want to go after the drug traffickers. They don't want to go after the human traffickers. They don't want to go after the sex traffickers. And they call themselves a sanctuary state. So really, what type of message are they sending?
Bexar County is actually pronounced Bexar County, and it's where San Antonio is.
So I just heard Rob Bonta talking about how these immigrants being dropped off in California are so oppressed and they've been abused and neglected. These people just got to take a flight on a private jet, okay? I've never been on a private jet before. It's not fair.
Does anybody else but me wonder when a whole bunch of homeless people are together, what the hell are they talking about?
The issue with the kids being taught about gayness in school is wrong because they don't know yet until they're older what they really are. They might want to be made aware of it, but they seem to be forcing them to make decisions that they're not mentally able to make yet.
I'm a teacher down in Orange County, and a few years ago, we had a set of twins, a boy and a girl, that went home in second grade, and after spring break, the boy came back as a girl, and parents had changed their name, and they were wearing a dress, haircut, the whole thing. As you can imagine, it rocked our entire school. This is a conversation that does need to be had. It's something that is happening.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
All right, there is the first round of the voice line. They'll be back at the end of the show when we come back.
A lot of animal commentary.
There was, and a couple of John Cobalt imitators.
The rabbit recipe idea, I noticed you grimaced at
that.
Well,
yeah. Who? That's disgusting.
A barbecue?
In front
of
the...
That's you put rabbit food. Meat on a grill?
I don't know. I've
never
had...
like a stew thing. I feel like it's a rabbit stew. It goes in like a
rabbit
mixed
stew.
Into a stew.
That's
you know?
A Bugs Bunny joke.
Put that in a crock pot.
I think Elmer Fudd used to threaten to turn him into rabbit stew.
Oh, maybe that's where I got it from. Yeah. You're right. Walking around with this big shotgun. All right. When we come back, we do have a hack for the dumpster. The John and Ken hack of the dumpster is going international again. Find out who it is. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app, on the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just saw a story that California has sent as many as 15 firefighters to Canada. All right.
15?
For help? Yeah, 15 right now have been assigned to go to. It's in the province of Alberta. The fire's out there because it's a.
That should
I think Biden had promised 600. I guess they're coming from all over the country. I see. Our contribution will be 15.
Well, that should take care of about, what, 100 trees?
I mean, we're supposedly, what, 12% of the country's population? So 600 times 12, right? It's close enough to.
But our guys know what they're doing.
The fires have been partly blamed on an unprecedented weather pattern this year, which saw California soaked by those atmospheric rivers while parts of Canada were left severely dry. And I mentioned this the other day. We had a funky situation last year. Remember in the upper Northwest, they had really, really hot days. Temperatures had hit 100. It was also weird. But my response is sometimes these things happen. Everyone wants to draw conclusions by something unusual that it means. So usually it's... doomful look at the future that something horrible is happening and we can't change it and it's a catastrophe and we have to do something about it right now. And
there's only one reason. People make money. Nobody makes money saying, hey, everything's okay. Imagine doing a newscast where you say, you know what, most people had a pretty decent day today. It was normal. They went to work, they had dinner, they watched a TV show they liked, their kids came home from school, they played Monopoly. But that is what happens for most people's lives. So we're naturally attracted to bad news and drama and something that scares us. I mean, look, people go to horror movies all the time. Why would you go to a horror movie? Really?
To see people die?
Exactly. See how attractive that is? You have a horror movie where people's bloody heads are flying off their bodies and it'll make $100 million. So what does that tell you about human nature?
Because you're right. We don't want to be bored. So having emotions of any kind makes us feel alive. It's also an escape.
A pleasant life is a boring life. Pleasant news is boring.
You can look at the screen and go, I'm glad that's not me getting his head chopped off by the killer.
So what you do is you take issues that are maybe mildly troublesome, a little bit, something to think about, maybe an anomaly, and you turn it into Armageddon. And you just do it over and over and over. You keep pressing that button. And people go, oh, my God, did you see that? Oh, my God, did you read that? Oh, and amazingly, it's been working for quite a while now.
Well, we're going international with Hack at a Dumpster today on the John and Ken Show. And, of course, it does deal with the Canadian wildfires. And we're going right to the top. The soy boy Prime Minister, Justin Pierre James Trudeau, who has been Prime Minister since 2015, eight years already.
Yeah, a nullo man.
And like they do in England, they have these parliamentary hearings and they kind of shout at each other. He is the leader of the Liberal Party. He was calling out the Conservative Party saying, don't you have a plan? What does he mean by a plan? Well, it's a climate change plan. So let me get this right.
Oh,
so
he's very much like Newsom.
That's what I'm saying. If you follow California's blueprint, the way to stop the Canadian wildfires from happening, I don't know, next year, is to get everybody in electric cars, to get rid of gas stoves.
That That's what's funny is they have.
It is funny when you think about it that way.
Because it is.
This is going to do it. We're not going to have raging wildfires if you just stop driving that gas guzzler.
Here's my car. Here's my gas stove.
Yeah. Now, what else can I do?
Now we're going to have a cool summer. We're going to have a wet fall. Really? You stupid.
Here's my cow.
The cow. Oh, did you see in Europe? They're trying to take away cows. They're trying to. Oh, we got to do
which country?
This next week. Ireland.
Ireland.
And there's one other one. Yeah, it's like.
Because of climate change?
Yes. Mandatory culling of cows.
Oh.
Killing the cows. Cow genocide.
Deborah Mark will be very upset.
Yeah. Well, so.
And then do a sanctuary again. That's always going to be my answer.
Well, instead of.
My solution.
Turning them into cheeseburgers and steaks.
Exactly.
Now, the debate in Canada, of course, was like the debate in California. Wildfires. Should we do more for forest management, or is it just this big, huge climate change issue we have to address, which is nonsense? Here is Trudeau talking about these things.
Mr. Speaker, I've answered that question a dozen times. And for the leader of the opposition to consider that the forest fires that are taking people from their communities and destroying their homes are a mere distraction and not top of mind for people from coast to coast to coast is shameful. But the fact of the matter is he doesn't have anything to say about that because he refuses to put forward any real plan to fight against climate change. And he does nothing but fight against this our plan to fight climate change. If he has a better plan, let him say it, because we've been waiting a long time for it. But he has no plan to fight climate change. He still questions
God.
That's like the Canadian part. It's like the English part. They all yell. Yeah.
That's Trudeau? I've never heard him act hysterical like that.
Well, there he is.
What a nut. He's like Jerry Brown. He's like a guy standing on a street corner screaming, waving a sign.
Let's bring in the mob members and hoist them in. I think we are. Trudeau for the dumpster.
He needs to be drugged. Dump us. Give us.
Taking people from their communities and destroying their homes.
Oh, shut up.
Distraction.
Shut up.
Top of mind for people from coast to coast.
There's some soy. Deborah added some soy juice.
There he goes.
As a Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, our hack for the dumpster today. Reminiscent of the debate in California about the problem with forest management versus climate change. And as I said, trying to get everybody to drive electric cars and get rid of their stoves, isn't it just easier to go out there and pull out the dead timber, as Tom McClintock always says so well, and just do some prescribed burning, just take care of the management?
Right.
Even Trump, right? Rake the leaves? I always like that one. He really simplified. Rake the leaves.
Rake the leaves. Hundreds of years they did it that way. All right, just to follow up, the Irish government wants to kill 200,000 cows over the next 3 years.
Oh, we'll get into that next week.
200,000 cows.
Wow, that's a lot of steak, John. Or is that dairy cows?
That's
maybe
just says cows.
Yeah.
We found out dairy cows can be processed as meat after
they're tasty.
After
they're
their
buttery.
Days are done. Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up. It's the second half of the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
Been shaking your head all afternoon.
That's what I say to that story.
There she is. I guess Trump still has the Georgia election thing that's looming too as another possible next indictment.
Yes. And then there's another possible indictment over any involvement he had with the January 6th.
Just going to make him stronger with his supporters.
Yeah.
They're out to get me. All right, we're going to wrap it up this week with the Moist Line, round two. Leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Do you have to have heating in order to be a habitable rental? So are they just adding air conditioning to that? Should we take away heating?
So Newsom's upset that some immigrants might have been misled about getting on some airplane. Hey, Gelhead, I was misled about the gas taxes going to the roads. Why don't you investigate that, you piece of
damn, damn, damn. What's become of us? Our government has become infected with crazyism, lunacy.
Yes.
And our future, what future? Damn, damn, damn.
Okay, so I identify as a multi-billionaire that is going to buy every single piece of that Elon Musk has and sell it at a garage sale. But the bankers better honor my identification as a multi-billionaire. If they don't, I'm going to protest. I'm going to protest the banks. It's just not fair.
That story about the Lululemon store is absurd on so many reasons. But I think the policy they're speaking about is when they're actually being robbed, so employees don't die trying to protect stuff, not just telling shoplifters to get the hell out. Ridiculous.
It's just in. Karen Bass tested positive for COVID. What year is this?
Cameras in everybody's house to curb illegal activity? It doesn't freaking matter. Damn DAs don't prosecute anyways.
John, you are onto something, man. The government, it wouldn't surprise me if they wanted these people to die, so why not supply them with needles and crack pipes and everything else? Hell, if you're going to go that far, you may as well start taking the drugs that you seize, putting them in these little kiosks as well.
I would pay to have Brent DeSantis with the third version of John and hear his real thoughts, but also, he called him an artist, and maybe that he finger paints. Man, I would pay for a finger painting of John any day.
I think that Gavin Newsom's plan for a new amendment is a good one. Raise the age to 21 for people to buy weapons. Raise the age to 21 for people to vote. Raise the age to 21 for all that. People under 21 are too stupid to do anything.
Governor Dick should enforce law instead of trying to ban guns. Then people would be open to an argument to ban guns, but they don't enforce law. How do we defend ourselves in the state?
Well, that pompous, pathetic, hypocritical governor of California, he signed a bill to remove gun enhancements from convicted murderers, to reduce violent murderers so they can get on the streets that need guns. But we're going to stop gun violence. I mean, what a hypocrite.
That Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could run instead of Biden.
Can we just level set here? Gavin Newsom is an idiot. That's no hyperbole. Period. Full stop.
Hyperbole. Newsom is not running for president because he knows something about Biden's health. He is going to be pushed for president because everybody is terrified of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s candidacy and how he has a small but real threat to Biden. If they can run Newsom, they can split the primary vote and keep Kennedy from threatening Biden.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Theory. Kennedy surging in the polls.
You got to, Fox is pushing Kennedy all day and night.
Oh, are they?
He's constantly on, yeah. They're constantly discussing him.
He got a lot of attention for his comments about the border the other day.
Yeah. Eric, that hyperbole.
Yes.
Make sure you have that saved.
Okay, I will.
That's hyperbole.
That's the voice line. You can leave a message to the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Conway's here. Hey, now. Hey, we have some great audio of a guy who opened up an ice cream store in San Francisco, and he got robbed. Oh. And then when he was cleaning up the robbery, somebody came in and robbed him.
Again?
Right. Two what? Times in one day.
Of ice cream?
Ice cream store. Guy's got
$9. Did they rob ice cream or they got money? They got money.
No. Somebody stole the tip jar and the cash register while he's trying to clean up.
Oh, no. God almighty, man.
Everybody's got to get out of there.
Coming to an end.
Then we have a new outdoor area coming to downtown Disney this summer. That's a big deal, right? That big deal. I saw the construction of that about 6 months ago.
What is it? Just an outdoor area?
Or? You know, I don't know. I think it's going to be like a play area maybe for kids and some more shops, hopefully. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh,
but
so it's not a needle exchange or anything?
No. They don't do that.
I'm just the way California's going.
It'd be the comedy needles, you know, like 12 Disney feet long. That, right? Yeah. And then we also have, this is horrible, wrong way driver on PCH in Long Beach. Oh, yeah. Man, those wrong way drivers. You know,
it,
when
does it seem like it's happening more?
Yes, it does.
On freeways, even.
But I have a solution. You know, when you go to the beach and you run over those spikes if you go the wrong way into parking lots?
That's right.
Put those on every on and off ramp going the wrong way. So if a guy gets on going the wrong way, all four tires are punctured immediately.
Right. Yes. Good one.
And he's done. He's done.
Yeah. You should be in charge.
Thank you very much.
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Thank God. It's a lot of hyperbole.
And then how about this? Arcadia, where the racetrack is, for all you geography nuts. High school graduation, 100% of the kids at Arcadia High School graduated. 100%.
Wow.
Isn't that
smart
wild?
Kids.
Did they dumb down the grades? Don't you think there was one kid
Where they're like, look, you got straight F's, but we're going to give you straight D's. Exactly. Don't tell anybody, right? Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. I think it's more likely that.
We'll slide you through here, bub.
That's right. We want that perfect record.
Yeah. And then here's a bus pass. You can go to Santa Anita and get a job.
Ding dong.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
All right. Let's level set.
It's Friday.
Ding dong.
Come on.
Crozier live in the 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.